From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday at the White House for talks aimed at strengthening security and economic ties.
As the world's two largest democracies and countries with strong bonds between our peoples, our businesses, our scientific and educational communities, it's natural that the United States and India have deepened and broadened our partnership across a whole range of issues.
The two also discussed strategies for implementing the global climate change agreement reached last year in Paris. The European Union unveiled plans Tuesday for sealing agreements with African and Middle Eastern countries in another effort to curb migration to Europe. The so-called compacts would consist of making EU development aid and trade ties with certain countries conditional on their cooperation in persuading refugees to stay close to home and discouraging them from looking for jobs in Europe. Frans Timmermans is the European Commission Vice President.
Today, we propose a new partnership framework for across-the-board cooperation on migration with third countries. And we're asking you, European Parliament, European Council, Member States, and the European Investment Bank to give it the full backing.
Meanwhile, the European Court of Justice has ruled that European Union countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the continent's 26-nation passport-free area. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers. 36 people were wounded. Ambulances were sent to the scene near Istanbul University. This is VOA News. About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city of Torun. As part of the biggest Poland-led exercise in the country since the end of communism, troops parachuted Tuesday into the training area in the city with the objective of securing a bridge over the Vistula River. The Kremlin denounced the exercises. The United Kingdom and Australia are joining the United States in warning of a possible terrorist attack in South Africa. The government is encouraging South Africans not to panic. Anita Powell takes a look.
The U.S. Embassy sounded the alarm on Saturday by warning that Islamic State militants may target South African malls. Britain and Australia followed suit Monday. None of the foreign governments specified where the threat came from, though the U.S. Embassy described the threat as specific and credible. The nation's state security ministry waited 2 days after the American warning to issue a brief statement that said, basically, don't panic. State Security Minister David Mashlobo said, "We remain a strong and stable democratic country, and there is no immediate danger posed by the alert." Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
The United Nations Refugee Agency reports tens of thousands of people in southeast Niger have been forced to flee their homes in the wake of escalating attacks by Boko Haram militants. The UNHCR says attacks by Boko Haram on Friday, Sunday, and Monday on the town of Bosso displaced an estimated 50,000 people in the Difa region. A spokesman said those fleeing the town are mainly walking westward toward the town of Tumur. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is likely to be the first woman to be nominated for president by any of America's two major political parties. Clinton has gained enough delegates to defeat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for the nomination, but she will not be formally named as the candidate until the Democratic National Convention next month. Tuesday, that's today, is the latest major day in the primary process, with nearly all of the 851 remaining delegates at stake. Voters are going to the polls in California, New Jersey, and 4 other states. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan has disavowed a comment by presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump about the Mexican heritage of a judge in a class action suit against Trump University. Trump said the U.S. District Court Judge Gonzalo Curiel could not rule fairly because of his Mexican heritage. Curiel is an American who was born and raised in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana. Speaker Ryan called Trump's comment indefensible. Despite bipartisan criticism, Trump has refused so far to back off his statements. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.